I think overall, you know, we didn't play as well as we can do in the last third. Some of the chances that we did have or situations that did develop, I don't think we made the most of them. But yeah, saying that, we still had enough chances to win the game, you know. But you know, we just put that one down to experience and move on. But you know, I said after the game, you cannot really take away, you know, the strength of the defending that Tranmere did as well. You know, they really did put the bodies on the line at times to keep that that winning goal from our point of view away from them. And I think, you know, you have to sometimes, you know, give a pat on the back to the opposition.
How much do you think missing McDonald is the key, perhaps, with these games where you're getting the draw and you could have possibly got the win?
Well, I thought Lee Williamson's done very, very well in that midfield area, you know, so that's softened the blow somewhat. But I think from Kevin's perspective, yeah, we have missed him, you know, because he was really on top of his game, you know, when he got injured. We have missed him, but we're shortly getting back, you know, it'll not be long before he's back in again.
You said it's not long. Have you got any time period on that?
We've not at the moment. Like I said, with this type of injury, you just have to keep looking at it on a daily basis, and we did again today. You know, he's trained this morning. He looks like he's okay, but we'll have to wait until tomorrow morning to see the full extent of that, see if he is capable of travelling with us.
Well, you have a couple of games where you get draw where you perhaps expected a win. Is this the kind of time where it galvanises the team, do you think?
Well, I'd like to think so. I mean, I think, well, it's going to galvanise you. I don't think they need that any more than they've already have. You know, it's not it's certainly not going to unsettle us. You know, it's a point. You know, we've got to take a point where we can. Just at home, people think it's a bad result because you haven't won, but it will happen, and it'll happen to other clubs. You know, and between now and the end of the season, but it's not knocked us off our kilter at all. You know, it's certainly, you know, it's just a result that we haven't got, but. We're trying to get the maximum points at Notts County.
And do you still see it as you are trying to catch up to Charlton rather than looking at who's behind you?
We can't control what's behind us. We can't control what's in front of us. We can only control ourselves. And I think that, you know, we have still got to have our focus on the team above us. You know, it's if we start looking behind ourselves, you know, and worried about what they may do and what they might not do, you know, then I think, you know, it doesn't help our game. And we have to try and shy away from them, Telperth Hawks, and just really look at, you know, our next game, and that's Notts County game, who are going very well at the moment in time. And they had a defeat on Saturday, but, you know, they've had you know, five straight wins, you know, so it suggests they're banging form at the moment.
Looking at who you've got in your squad at the minute, are you looking to bring anyone in? Is anyone going out anywhere?
Well, we've got one or two options. I think that we're still looking at things at the moment, so we'll just wait and see. But, you know, we've got to get this game out of the way, first and foremost. I wouldn't have thought anybody would be in before the game. And we'll just look at it, you know, after the game and see what happens.
Can you say too much about